DJ Shockley, former Georgia Bulldog, Atlanta Falcon legend, and now the sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta. And DJ, look, man, I'm just going to put it out there. I heard through a third party yesterday that you were ready to commit your allegiance to Mike's Mafia. I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but that's what I was told yesterday through a third party. What say you?
Mike, you my dude, no, but that was absolutely put into your mouth. I don't know when the third party came up, not sure who said it, but, you know, it's a good brotherhood we have. And, you know, when you play in NFL, you play together, you know what the grind is like. I don't mind being associated with my boy Mike. It's all good.
I love it, man. I love it.
Shock, we talked to Mike Hughes yesterday, and he was saying that Cam Ward was talking some trash out on the field yesterday. Were you talking trash when you were playing back
Ooh.
In the day?
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's fun because, you know, stress and practice, they can't do nothing to you. They can't hit you. They can't even get around you. So you can talk all the noise you want. That's what dudes like Mike them to worry about, because they ain't got to touch us. So, yeah, I would come to the line, and I would do crazy stuff like, Mike, you know how you say green 80. I come to the line and say fuchsia 14. I just name crazy different colors and throw them off a little bit, and then they'd be like, "What did he just say fuchsia?" But yeah, I would do crazy stuff like that. But yeah, talking a little trash is always fun, man. It gets the juices going, and I think it brings out the competition a little bit more than everybody.
Yeah, joined by Squid Nation's DJ Shockley here on the morning
man.
Shift.
Oh wow,
Shock. You know, there's always people come see stuff, and then people report stuff, and they don't know 100%. You know, sometimes there are certain things that they're doing with the quarterbacks, and there are certain throws they say, hey, no matter what, make this throw. But what have you seen from the first few weeks of camp and even yesterday with the open practice from Michael Penix?
I think the biggest thing is just his ability to be able to process stuff and know where he wants to go to football. You can tell when it comes to the line of scrimmage, there is a process he's going through. You can see him scanning. You can see him pointing out guys. You can see him going through the necessary needs to be able to make that particular play successful. And the thing that I enjoy most is, yeah, you're going to have your off days. You're going to have your off throws. But there's not many of those for Michael Penix. And he knows what kind of players he has around him. I think that's the other big part is he understands, you know, the type of players he got. He understands where to put the football. There was a throw yesterday in the practice where you got Kyle Pitts on this small corner, and, you know, he gets on top of him a little bit, but he kind of throws a little back shoulder. It goes through the hands of Kyle, but I think that's just him letting him know, like, this dude is so much smaller than you. I'm just going to give you a chance. Instead of trying to throw it out there and let him try to go get it, it's put it in his area and make a play. We've seen that so many times with him and Drake. He did that last year, had a play where, you know, he throws it up to Drake and, you know, gets a penalty, and he comes right back to him and they throw it for a touchdown. I just think he understands first his teammates, he understands the process of what needs to be done at the line of scrimmage, and then he's cool, he's calm, he's collected, and I think that's what makes him, you know, really fun to watch is this guy doesn't get too flustered, but he can throw it all over the yard, and you can expect this offense to push the football vertically, which is going to make a lot of Falcons fans excited and happy to watch this season, because he is not afraid to push that thing 20, 25, 30, 35 yards down the field to give his guys a chance to make some plays.
Hanging out with former Falcon DJ Shockley, former Georgia Bulldog. I do want to get your thoughts on some of the Georgia quarterback situation here in just a second, but let's continue to focus on the Titans-Falcons crossover practice from yesterday. You mentioned it. Michael Penix, deep shots down the field. Seems like off of play action, he's been really, really good. One of the guys that's emerged in that role really has been Casey Washington. We have not seen much of Darnell Mooney in this training camp. Casey Washington, to me, though, Shock, seems like that guy that's becoming a little bit of a training camp darling. It seems like every year we come away from training camp and it's like, this is the guy. Like, this is the guy who made his presence known. Casey Washington kind of stepping into that role. What have you seen from him over the last couple of weeks? And really his emergence is one of Michael Penix's favorite weapons.
Yeah, Mike, I think Casey is a guy that I think this staff is hoping he can take that next step. Obviously, when you drafted him last year, you obviously liked him for a reason. And I think last year when he came from Illinois, it was, you know, it was kind of he just lined up and go play. And now he got into a pro-style offense, and he's having to go inside, outside. He's having to go motion. He's having to move around. So it was a lot to adapt to for Casey going into that rookie season. I think this year he's coming with a renewed focus. I talked to Ike Hilliard and T.J. Yates on a couple of times about Casey, and he said, you know what, he's starting to get to the point where they thought he would be, which would be that playmaker that you just talked about. And he's absolutely a deep threat. He has a different focus about it. We talked to Raheem Morris last week before our game, and he said Casey Washington is the most serious guy you want to be around, especially on the football field. But the guy is starting to turn that corner. So it's one of those situations where it just takes the time for it to click for a guy. And I think Casey's coming to his own when it comes to trying to make plays with his offense and being that guy that they want and need him to be, because obviously you draft him, you like him, but he has the ability to really make some plays for you. And we saw it yesterday with the deep shot for a touchdown.
Well, we are joined by former Georgia Bulldog, Falcons quarterback, and now sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta, DJ Shockley. A lot of titles there, Shock. We kept hearing that there weren't any fights yesterday at practice once practice was done. But the three of us talked about it this morning. We're like, no, there was definitely some pushing and shoving.
Yeah, a couple scrums.
Yeah, did you catch any of that? Are you expecting something to break out today?
Yeah, I definitely saw a couple skirmishes that just, you know, was like, might say, just a little scrum, just a little something to say, hey, look, you know what, I did get in the weight room this morning. You're not just going to push me around. I will lock you out a little bit. So there was a little bit of locking out going on in those scrums, not the full-fledged throwing of hands. But, you know, I think in day two, because, you know, this is probably the last day that a lot of those guys are going to get an opportunity to really compete, you may see a little extra energy, a little extra juice, because it's the last time for you to put something on tape before the game. But before they started, it's, you know, next time you see me, you know, it may be a real deal thing. And you got to make sure that, you know, this guy knows I ain't nothing to play around with. So I think there could be chances of a little extra pushing today. But I think they've all talked about, hey, let's make sure that we're doing the right thing as far as getting our work in and not trying to waste time by fighting. And, you know, like you said, today may be a little bit hotter than usual. So fighting brings out a little extra energy that you probably don't want to expend.
Shock, I thought it was an interesting quote that Josh Kendall had in his article, that Chig Okonkwo, the tight end for the Titans, said that the Falcons have a really good secondary and that it was a good challenge for Cam Ward. I don't know if Falcons fans really have looked at the secondary and say, man, they're really good. Is that a product of the pass rush getting better and what the Falcons did up front against the Titans? Or has this secondary kind of came together a little bit with a new piece here and there?
So that's a good question, man. But I think it's a combination of both. I mean, to be honest, there were times where you could see this front get home with just four. And I think in the ball game, we saw, you know, their last two, you know, draft classes on the field together as far as pass rushers with Pierce and Walker and Rook and Dorlis all on the field together. And you could see them pushing the pocket, forcing the quarterback to move a lot more. Sometimes people think if you're just getting sacked, then that's what causes, you know, the stat number to go up. But I think when you have the opportunity to make a guy move, to get him off his spot, that's as much pressure. But then you look on the back end, there's some talented dudes on that back end. We already know about the safety battle that's going on, but the nickel battle going on as well with D and Billy Bowman. We know what Hellum did last week. He continues to play at a high level. Xavier Watts getting more and more time with Jesse Bates. We know what AJ's about. I think they feel really good about Mike Hughes, Natron Books. I mean, there's so many dudes in that defensive backfield that you say, you know what, I'm excited to watch and go. And I think these guys are playing a lot together. Give a lot of credit to Brick for, you know, instilling some of that confidence in those guys, and it seems like they're playing like it.
Finishing up here with DJ Shockley, former Georgia Bulldog, former Falcon. I'm not going to list all the credentials, DJ. The people know you, my friend. Okay, they know who you are. Look, last thing before we let you go, I can't let you get off here without talking a little bit about your Bulldogs down there in Athens. You've been around those guys. You've talked to, you know, had multiple conversations with multiple people down there. What's the feeling, you know, that people have about Gunnar Stockton going into the season? And I ask that because we've had conversations with multiple college football analysts.
Analysts?
Yeah. and one of the questions is, like, who do you have confidence in at quarterback? When you look at the top 10 teams, it's like Cade Klubnik. Nobody really knows about Arch Manning. Gunnar Stockton's one of those guys. It's like you think you're going to get a lot of greatness from him, but we don't really know much about him at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's the biggest thing that people talk about is, you know, yeah, we saw that small sample size from last year, but what can we really get from Gunnar? I think people have to put into perspective, like they still weren't in the style of offense that fits Gunner. Still was kind of under the tutelage of what Carson did best. And yeah, they had a little time for that bowl game, but it still wasn't enough to say, you know what, here are all the twos that makes Gunner good. And I think they went out and they got a Noah Thomas. They got a Zachariah Branch. They got a loaded running back field. They got guys who played on the offensive line last season who had some experience. And I think they're hoping everything around Gunner helps him. I remember talking to Kirby, and he said the first day of camp, he told him, look, don't go out and try to be anybody else but Gunner. Gunner is good enough. And I think people are going to be a little excited to see some of the few wrinkles they have in the offense that's going to help Gunner and his offense be successful with his legs, but also with some of the things that he can do. And he has a really strong arm that a lot of people don't maybe understand or see yet. But I think Gunner's going to be just fine. A dude is a winner, did it in high school, wants nothing else but to be great for Georgia, and is a guy who, you know, just loves the game. And you're going to see how much he loves it this fall. And, you know, I'm hoping he plays some of his best football coming up.
There you go. That's DJ Shockley, jack of all trades. We'll just leave it at that, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, DJ.
All right, folks. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be good. Allie, thank you.
Thanks.